Hi there, how you doing? This is Mr. PD Motivator. How you doing? Yes. It's been a while. It's been a couple days. And this is a Mr. PD Motivator. This can be a human rehab podcast, as well as an American Rebel to some extent. And the one thing, and you know what, I talk a lot about a lot of stuff. And you know, I talk about a lot of stuff here in my podcast. I try to relate life through life coaching techniques, and the thought of human rehabilitation, take negative, turn into positive, that type of thing, no matter what it is. But also recognizing the truth on something, so that you, if you recognize truth, you come to grips with the truth on some things, you can actually learn and do better for yourself, as well as not just political, but anything that's happening in our world, in our country at this point in time, from the election to whatever. There's one inalienable truth I always tell people, and it's the more you try to explain something, or the more you try to convince someone something is true. The more you try to convince someone that something is true, and the more you try to convince them, like every single time you talk to them and explain it, the more it is untrue. See, usually, you know, when you boast and brag, you know, there was another universal thing. If you know, don't boast and brag, because that means you have nothing to boast and brag about. Well, it's the same thing with the truth. You ever wonder why people try work so hard to get people to believe stuff and say things to get people to and not just live their life and just work to try to convince people that there's something else, or that something's going on, that something's not going on? Have you ever thought of that? You know, a woman or a man that's in a abusive family situation, and everyone sees that the other spouse or lover, the spouse or other lover is the girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, is abusive. They know this person's abusive. They know that, they know they're mean. They know they're whatever. But you're trying to convince them. No, this person's not that way. And the more you try to convince that person, that person's not that way, when all out in front of them is the total opposite, the only ones they're fooling is themselves, because they're somehow holding on to it for whatever reason it may be. So the more you talk about it, the more you try to tell someone something is the truth, try to sell the truth, the more it is untruthful. You know, at work, the more someone tries to sell that the company's not losing money and the company's not losing money. The more they try to sell it, but they see that they're basically cutting down on shift hours from people, and there are other steps on there, and they see these steps happening, but they see the boss, the company saying, well, no, nothing's going on with the company, we're just scaling down a little bit, but no, we are very, very profitable. And they, no matter what they say, they keep trying to say each and every single day that they are profitable, and that there's nothing going on, there's nothing wrong, there's going to be no shortcuts, there's going to be no layoffs, you know, that type of thing. Everything's going to be fine. And they try to, and they say it, but the truth is that they're going to lay off. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the more you try to tell someone something's the truth when it's not, because it isn't the truth and there's no base or fact to back it up, the more it isn't. Have you ever wondered why liberal Democrats, and this is where the American Rebel comes in, have you ever wondered why liberal Democrats and Joe Puppet Boy, the publicity hack, goes out and tries to the American people and tries to sell how much of a nice guy he is, how he cares about the country, how he wants to do well for the country, and how he's not, and most importantly, he's his own man, but he's not Obama, and he's not going to do Obama's way. And how he tries so much, he goes to CNN, he goes to CNNBC, he goes on Jimmy Fallon, he'll go on whatever, to try to sell that he's his own man. When the fact is, that when you look closely at his picks and then his policies, they're all Obama's. And they're all liberal left. So that the more he tries to sell it, see, if you have to really work hard to sell me, if I have to really work hard to sell you that crap tastes like meatloaf, you know crap tastes like crap, right? So therefore, all that's me of trying to tell you crap tastes like meatloaf. Now, of course, there will be some person now like, ooh, well, if you're saying crap tastes like meatloaf and you've been saying it for a long time, well, let me take a bite of the crap. Okay. I took a bite. You know, it does taste a little bit like meatloaf. Someone's going to believe it. See, that's what they're believing, and they're banking on you being the dimwit. See, that's what the Democrats and liberals think of you as. The Democrats and liberals think of you as sheep led to the slaughter. That you could walk over. You could walk them all. They could walk you over a cliff, and they can tell you what to say or do or what to believe. That you're that dumb. You're that stupid. That you're that insecure, and that you're that so childish and so out of control of your feelings and your composure in life that you'll go nuts over any little thing. And the fact, sad fact, is some people do. But the fact is, they keep selling and trying to sell and sell. How many times? I mean, I couldn't wait till Barack Obama got out of office. Why? Because I didn't want to see his face anymore on TV trying to sell his policies. Oh, well, this is good. This is good. This is good. This is good. Oh, no, this is not bad. This is good. And he went out, it'd be sickening how the media would actually coddle to this ass. Or this butt. Sorry. I want to keep it family. And they coddled to him, and they basically coddled to him. Gave him every opportunity to go out in public to try to sell what was going on. Of what is not true. As compared to Donald J. Trump, Donald J. Trump didn't go out and say, I'm doing what I'm going to do is lower your taxes, and go and day every day from day one to day two, say I'm gonna cut taxes, I'm gonna cut regulations, I'm going to create a better economy. No, he created the economy. He created he lowered the taxes. He lowered the regulations. He created the better economy to the point that it became the lowest unemployment rates ever. And then, only then did he tout it to the people. Because why? Because the liberal left didn't want to give him credit. That'll be another podcast. But they didn't want to give him credit for it. Because all they would want to do is pounce on Russia and Stormy Daniels and other things. But they didn't want to pounce on or touch on the good things that he was doing for this country. And so therefore, the more and more the media tried to sell you the American public, the gullible American public, about how bad Trump is and how Trump is a racist and all this. There's been a number of you that believed he was a racist, that he is bad. Because the more and more they try to sell it, the more and more they had to put it out there. Because they had to. Because the fact is, if you took a look at what he was doing in the White House, it didn't match up. So what they needed to do is they needed to go out and keep pouncing on the negative stuff and the controversial, any kind of fake controversial fake news, for the main fact that that's the only thing they could do. And they put it out there until someone bites. It's like fishing. They put the news out there with the hook, line, and sinker, with a little hook on it, and that type of thing, with a bobber, and then they just wait. And whoever, whatever sucker decided to bite it or cut to bite it onto it and take the bait, reel them in. And the more and more they did it, and that's because the more and more they have to, because they people if people actually have half a brain, they would figure out it's not the truth. You see, the more and more you have to convince somebody of something, the more it's not true. The more you have to convince somebody that you're not a bad person, yet you it's evident in your life what you do in your life type of thing. Well, then you're going to have to do a lot of convincing, aren't you? Because if you have to say something and not do it, you know, it's like, do as I say, not as I do. That's a podcast that's out there. Check it out for me. It shows how much of a hypocrite you are and discredits you. And see, that's the problem, is that that's the reason why, you know, when people talk, you know, and talk, you know, I normally don't listen. And you know, it's one of the reasons why I can't stand listening to Biden. I couldn't stand listening to Obama. Because they were out there constantly in the media trying to sell things and sell what they're doing. Why? Because that there's no truth behind, there's no substance behind what they're saying. But still there are people like some of you out there that suck it up and like get sucked in and get caught in by that bait. And the fact is, though, there's too many people now these days, America First, that see that it's not true. And they see, you know, not only in their own lives of how the more people talk about something and try to convince someone of something else, that they're totally the opposite of what they're saying. But they see how Biden is, and they see how, you know, Harris is and Pelosi is and all that. They see how these people are. They know that they're not dopes, they're not idiots, they're not retards, retarded people. Sorry, I didn't want to offend any people. But they didn't want to offend retarded people. They didn't want to say dumb, stupid, you know, and all the other stuff and gullible. They you know, people are not that. People are smart. And they saw all that. And they see through all of it. And deep down, everyone sees it. But the problem is, some people just don't want to face the facts that it's that you know, and accept it. They know it's false, but they still act like they want to believe it's true for some reason deep down in their heart. They want to see deep down that. The more they talk, the more the person talks about and tries to sell the family members that, no, my drinking, I don't have an alcohol problem. Yet you go out and party and drink all the time and you get DWIs and all that stuff. No, I don't have a drinking problem. And they try to sell it more and more to everybody around them. And the more and more they sell it, the more and more they sell themselves that they are. When the evidence is out there and you're trying to sell somebody that the truth and the evidence out there that you are that. You have to embrace it. See, part of human rehab is basically figuring out, okay, wait a minute. I've been telling people I'm not an alcoholic and I don't have a drinking problem. But I'm losing my family. I'm losing my house. I'm losing my jobs. I'm not having a happy life. I've been going to the bars a lot more. I almost lost my spouse or lover because I got drunk a number of times. Maybe I do have a problem. And only by accepting the fact that you do have a problem, only by accepting the fact that you do have that problem and stop of trying to convince everyone otherwise, do you actually have a chance of actually changing yourself. Again, the more you convince yourself you don't have a problem, the more it's going to go on. But as soon as you figure out and stop trying to convince people about what you are, which something about you or something about something else, and stop and accept the fact that it is, you can change it. But you got to get out of that denial stage. You have to get out of that delusionary state, I call it. And see, and how out of and it shows how out of touch you are, not only with your life, but your in your feelings and your what's going on in your life, but you're also out of touch with what other people are saying in the world around you too. See, that's why people, that's why the American people are voting many times in regards to, you know, conservative people now. For the main fact, they see how out of touch the Democratic Party is. No matter how hard they try to talk to you and tell you by public appearances, whatever, that their policies are great, the more people see right through it, and they see how out of touch they are, not only with themselves but with what's actually going on out there. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, what I say to you is stop trying to sell. Either you be a politician or a person, just a person in general, or an especially liberal. Don't try to sell. Don't try to just go out and sell. Try to sell and try to convince other people of what you are not, of what you are not, when you're actually that type of person. Accept it and do it one of two ways. Embrace it and go with it and see where it goes. Or like AOC accepts that she's a diehard liberal left socialistic hack. She knows this. And she's actually convinced, blindly convinced that but to her credit, she went off and she said she was this, and she's been going on like this. And that's, and therefore the progressives and socialists in the Democratic Party, there's a rift because they see that she's not hiding anymore. She's come to the grips about it, and she's touting and she's running with it. Now where it's how they see it fails, now they see it fail. Overall, that's a different story, but at least they're running with it. They're not joking them. They're not kidding themselves, trying to think that people are or imply that people are stupid, that they actually will believe that if they say that they're otherwise, that people are going to be stupid enough to actually believe it. Bottom line. So don't try to sell yourself or sell something that you're not. The more you try to talk to someone to convince somebody that you're not, and you go, the more you have to make appearances, and the more appearances you have to make, because it's not gonna, no matter how many appearances you make, it's not gonna change a thing of who you are. Huh? Let's repeat that one. It doesn't matter how many appearances or how many times you say something that you say that you're not that type of person. Because the more and more you do it, the more and more it shows that you are that type of person. And all you do is trying to do is justify your delusionary state. This is the American Rebel. This is Mr. PD Motivator for Human Rehab and the American Rebel. So, and like I said, let's go out there And until we know what's going on with this election, and I believe it's doing really good now. At this point in time, when I'm talking to you right now in December 11th, 2020, it looks like that, you know, that people are still are not backing up and backing up the things about the election problems. And there's a good possibility that, you know, Trump may get, you know, may reverse it somehow and may stay in presidency. Then there, he may not. But the fact is, let's still keep up on it. No matter who's president, Trump or Biden, let's make sure that America first stays America first. Now, it's not just about one person, about one person or one president or one group of people. All right? Let's not do that. Let's not delusion ourselves on that. Let's say, remember that America first is America first. That everything that America that's an ideal that has made America great. America first. So go out there. Go out and protest. Go, you know, either by Trump being president and the liberal left are still acting up like Pelosi and Schumer, and going out and just go out and just in both cases go out and either the Democrats causing problems over for Donald J. Trump, or if Biden becomes president, go to these people's homes. Go outside their gates. Protest out. And I mean peacefully protest out in their streets. Protest outside their buildings. Let them be known that we, the American people, are there's a lot more of us than there are of them, and that we're gonna make our voices be heard each and every single time, every day, letting them know that we are not gonna fall for it. That no matter how much they say something, how much they try to sell us something, that's not true. We know it's not true, you can try to convince all you want, but it's not going to change a thing. So we're going to be out there. We're going to be out there in droves, thousands, tens of thousands, out there, outside their offices, outside their homes, peaceful, all right, that type of thing, or just not even out their homes. Go out in public, you know, organize a rally, organize a rally or protest, peaceful on it, in your own neighborhood or your own towns or your own cities. Let's go ahead and let's let these people know that we will not be silenced and that we are the majority of people out there, and we are not going to, we've had a good 4 years for this president, and we're not going to give up. We're not going to give up for it, and we don't want to give up the other 4 years. We don't want to give up the other 4 years, period. And we don't want to go backtrack in regards to that situation. We don't want to go back in regards to that situation. So therefore, we want America first, like we've had it, and we want to keep America first. We want to keep America great instead of having our standards lowered by the socialist, liberal, progressive, communistic, chaotic, oppressive Democrats and their ideals of in keeping the true America from actually being part out there and being represented. Let's go ahead and show them that we are not going, that they could do, if they're in power, guess what? Or if they're making changes that we can't stop, all right, we can't stop you from making changes, but you know what? We'll be right in your face letting you know each and every single time that we are not going to let you do it. We're not going to let you do it, and we're not going to let you know that we're with you. You're not going to get a moment's peace. You're not getting a moment's peace of unity. That we're not going to stand by while you feed us that line of bullshit. We're not. We are not. And then for the other people like me, we're going to flood the internet with our podcasts. We're going to flood the internet with all the articles that we see that show that are not true, and we're going to actually let's show people, and we're going to share it, and we're going to flood the internet. Go ahead and on their internet things, on their Twitter pages, their Facebook pages, and go ahead and basically just put the word out there. Let them know that we are not going to take that what they're doing, laying down, and we're not going to let it happen. flood their phone calls up. Let's let them know that America first means America first only, and that is it. And therefore, it's bigger than one person. It's an ideal that America, that American people are first above government. They're above other world, the other world interests. That in that all that everything needs to be taken care of here first, and money has to be here first to take care of us, the American people, and not our resources and our money going out to other countries. All for the sake that they could, that the other countries could take advantage of us. And that we could be safe again in our borders. America first, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go out there in either way, by protest, rally, internet or phone, or any other way. Mail stuff to them. I don't care. But go out there and let's let them know that these people know that we are, there's a hell of a lot more of us, us than them, and we are going to keep being out there in their face showing it, and we're not going to allow them one moment's peace. Peace out. God bless. And America first, ladies and gentlemen, this is the American Rebel, and this is Mr. Petey. Peace out. God bless you.